Hello everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome to our Fuyin English class. Today we're going to learn 116. But now let's review what we've learned last time. Ready? Listen.
Isn't there anyone at home?
I'll knock again, Helen. Everything's very quiet. I'm sure there's no one at home.
But that's impossible.Carol and Tom invited us to lunch. Look through the window. Can you see anything?
Nothing at all.
Let's try the back door.
Look, everyone's in the garden.
Hello, Helen. Hello, Jim.
Everybody wants to have lunch in the garden. It's nice and warm out here.
Come and have something to drink.
Thanks, Carol. May I have a glass of beer, please?
Beer? There's none left. You can have some lemonade.
Lemonade?
Don't believe her, Jim. She's only joking. Have some beer.
好的，从115课我们可以看到有这些句子。Isn't there anyone at home? Everything is quiet. 从第一幅图的两句话中，我们可以看到 everyone, everything, 这些都叫做不定代词。继续我们往下找，还会有很多呢。Can you see anything? Nothing at all. 你能看到一些物品吗？什么也没有。Look.Everyone's in the garden. Everyone. Everybody wants to have a lunch. 那么从刚才的这些句子中，我们可以看到的是，这些不定代词，我们要把它看成单数使用。好，下面来看这样子的一个表格。One 可以搭配 every, no, any, some, 分别合成 everyone, no one,Anyone, someone. Thing, 物品、东西，搭配成 everything, nothing, anything, something. Body, 搭配成 everybody, nobody, anybody 和 somebody. 那么不定代词，也就是说不指名代替任何特定的名词或形容词的代词，就叫做不定代词。那它的用法是怎样的呢？第一，它可以在句子中做主语、宾语、表语和定语。我们看做主语的例句 ：Everyone is knocking at that door. Nobody is absent. Something is wrong with my watch. Everything is all right. 要注意的是，谓语动词用单数。做宾语的句子 ：I know nothing about it.I didn't see anyone in the garden. She didn't talk to anyone at the party. She talked to nobody at the party. 做表语的句子 She is somebody in the company. I am nobody. But I have a dream. That's nothing. 第二，和 some, any 的用法是一样的。Somebody, someone, something, somewhere 一般都用于肯定句，而 anybody, anyone, anything 则用于否定句和疑问句。那么其中 nothing 相当于 not anything, nobody 相当于 not anybody, no one 相当于 not everyone。第三，要注意的是，在一般情况下，形容词修饰名词的时候，通常形容词要放在名词的后面。我们经常说 a beautiful bird， 但是我们要说 something 的时候，我们就换成 something good， anything wrong。那么它的用法跟 enough 是有一些相似的。好了，还有一些常用的短语，比如说 something to do， nothing to do。我们会把不定代词后置来做定语。好，现在就让我们走进116课来学习不定代词的使用吧。
Lesson 116. Repetition drill. Lesson 116. Do not open your book. Listen. Do not speak. Did you see anyone yesterday?
No, I saw no one.
Did you hear anything?
No, I heard nothing.
Did anyone speak to you?
No, no one spoke to me.
Did you go anywhere yesterday?
No, I went nowhere.
Now you answer the questions. Ready? Did you see anyone yesterday?
No, I saw no one.
Did you hear anything?
No, I heard nothing.
Did anyone speak to you?
No, no one spoke to me.
Did you go anywhere yesterday?
No, I went nowhere.
Did you buy anything this morning?
No, I bought nothing.
Did you write to anyone yesterday?
No, I wrote to no one.
Did anyone meet you at the station?
No, no one met me.
Did anything happen?
No, nothing happened.
Did anyone come when I was out?
No, no one came.
Did anybody tell you?
No, nobody told me.
第116课，上帝的小孩子，基督徒就是上帝的儿女，而且是小孩子。洗礼是成为小孩子的仪式。有人反对教会自古以来都给未成年人实行洗礼，不仅天主教承认这婴儿洗，东正教也承认，所以可谓是普世教会都普遍承认并执行的仪式。对此反对，我骄傲地解释说，我们教会只有婴儿洗，没有成人洗，因为主耶稣基督说，我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。所以凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。所以这成人的洗礼就是回转变成小孩子进入天国的婴儿洗。基督徒的心态是断过奶的孩子的心态。马丁路德很喜欢的诗篇，他说，其他的历史书只是让我们知道圣徒们做过什么事情，只有诗篇把他们的心都敞开在我们面前。诗篇第131篇就是其中的一篇，让我们看到基督徒应当具有什么样的心态的诗篇，说，主啊，我的心不狂傲，我的眼不高大，重大和测不透的事我也不敢行，我的心平稳安静，好像断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀中，我的心在我的里面真像断过奶的孩子。三，在上帝的眼中，我们真的只是他的孩子。以赛亚书中说，妇人焉能忘记他奶过的婴孩，不怜悯他所生的儿子？既或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。我们里面的灵就是上帝儿子的灵。罗马书上说，你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。我们在天上的父，求让我的心灵在你的里面回转，变成你的小孩子的样式，凡事信靠，一天新过一天，让我的心不狂傲，眼不高大，手不重大和测不透的事。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。